Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahabiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Start again.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahabiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, let's chant the song. Hi John, welcome.
Chandasamrishabho Vishwarupaha Chandobhyo Dhyamrita Adzam Vabhuva Samendro Medhaya Asranotu Amritasya Devatharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jepwa Me Matimattama Karana Abhyam Puri Vishwam Brahmanakoshosi methaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya Abahanti vitanvana Kurvana chiramatmanaha Vasagunsi mamagavascha Annapane cha sarvada Patho me shriyamavaha Lomasham pashubhissahaswaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Damayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashojane sani swaha Shreyan vasya sasani swaha Tantva bhagat pravishani swaha Sama bhagat pravisha swaha Tasmin sahasra shakhe Nipagahan tvayimraje swaha Yathapa pravatayanti Yathamasa aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha Dhatarayanti sarvata swaha Prativesha si pramabhagi pramapatya swa
Aham vachasya. Aham vachasya. Page 20.
Exactly.
Middle of the page.
Good. Thank you.
Aham vrikshasya reriva kirti prishtam gireriva.
Wait, we're not in shuri.
Om aham vrikshasya reriva Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamitam Asmi Dravina Gumsa Varachasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha Iti Prisham Korvedanu Vachanam Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirtir Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamitam Asmi Pravena dumsa varuchasam Sumedha amritokshitaha Iti prashankor vedanu vachanam Aham vrikshasya reriva Tirtha Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Sumritam Asmi Ravina Gunsa Varchasam Sumedha Amrato Kshitaha Iti Trisham Kaur Vedanu Vachanam.
Okay. Let's go to page 22, Sahana. Okay. 22 is on this one. So you have your... What? We're going to start with the Sahana Bhava 2. What page is it for you, Paul? 10.
Or
11.
Or 11?
Do they have? Do you okay? The Sahana Bhava 2? Oh, she is using. Use this one for me. Do we have it? Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Punaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman. So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Brahmana Vipaschiteti. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param. Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param. Tadesha Bhyukta Tadesha Bhyukta. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyoman. So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Brahmana Vipaschiteti. Now, repeat after me. Tasmad va.
Tasmad va.
Etasmad.
Etasmad.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Akashas samputaha.
Akashas samputaha.
Akashad vayuhu.
Akashad vayuhu.
Vayo ragnihi.
Vayo ragnihi.
Agne rapaha. Adhyav prithivi.
Adhyav prithivi.
Prithivya oshadayaha.
Prithivya oshadayaha.
Oshadibhyo nam.
Oshadibhyo nam.
Well, actually, oshadibhyo nam.
Oshadibhyo
nam. See the double now? That's annam. If I break the sandhi, it's actually Oshadibhyaha annam, right? Annam means food. Oshadibhyonam.
Oshadibhyonam.
Annat purushaha.
Annat purushaha.
Sava esha purusho.
Sava esha purusho.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Okay, go back to Tasmat. I'm going to break the Sunday for this first line. Tasmat va, right? Tasmat vai. The vai becomes va. The yakara drops. Okay? Indeed. Tasmat vai. Etasmat. Atmanaha. Akashaha. Sambhutaha. You see? So etasmat va. Tasmat vai, etasmat, atmanaha, akashaha, sambhutaha. Okay, so vai is the expletive, indeed. Tasmat, from that, etasmat, from this, atmanaha, from this atma. Atmanaha is in the appletive. So remember when I said all the time in the Shruti this is coming? Tasmat, etasmat. Or is some form of that. Saha, eshaha. That, this. So, from that. From this. From that. From this. Means, so the from that is referring back to what we've just said. Mm-hmm. So, from that means from that satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So, from that, which is etasmat atmanaha. From that, from this atmanaha. So, there's a mahavakya there. From that, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, so tasmat is referring to that Brahman, which is from this, from that, from this atma. So etasmat atmanaha, both ablatives. So we've got three ablatives there. Atmanaha is ablative. So from that, from this atma. From this atma, which is that. Everybody see? So that this is used all of the time where we've come up.
That the Isha, I think.
Yeah, like Saha, Eshaha. Or in different forms, that this, you know, it can be in any declension. So from that, from this Atma, Akashaha, nominative singular, Sambhutaha, past passive participle, is born. From that, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, which is this Atma. So from that, from this Atma. From that, which is from this, from that, which is this Atma. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
The Abhisattva. Okay. So from that, indeed, from this Atma, the Akashaha Sambhutaha is born.
What is
Sambhutaha? Sambhutaha is a past passive participle. Is born. Is born. Bhu. From Bhavati, yeah, is born. Sambhu means to be born.
What's the this is all of seven said, or what are we doing?
We're taking into account the Maya Upadhi.
Buddha is also used as elements.
Yeah, it is.
But in this case,
with the Sambhu, it means to be born, to become
to
manifest.
Be okay.
Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the PPP there. Then akashat vayuhu. From space, air. Vayu is air. Akashat, fifth case, ablative. From the space, vayuhu. Sambhuta has understood. From the space, air, the vayu. So ablative, nominative. Akashat, vayuhu.
So you're saying the air is born from space?
Yeah. Air comes from space. Because it goes, you know, in terms of, and that's the order, and also the order in terms of subtility to gross. Right?
Is Sambhutaha in nominative singular?
So space is the first one?
Yeah. First space comes from Brahman, Akasha. Then from Akasha comes Vayu. Then from Vayu, Vayoho. Agnihi, say that. Vayoho. And from Vayu, Vayoho, like Guroho in the fifth and sixth case, right? So this is fifth case, Vayoho, ablative. From space, Agnihi, fire. Vayoho.
From air.
I mean, yeah, from air. From air, Agnihi, fire. Somebody see? Sambhutaha being understood. Vayoho, Agnihi, from air, Agnihi, fire.
Right.
Yeah?
Vayo means wind.
Wind or air, yeah.
Okay.
Agnehe, Apaha. See the sandhi, the repa there? It's the Agnehe Apaha. From fire. Agnehe, like Harehe. Ablative and genitive singular. Here's ablative. Agnehe, from fire. Apaha. Nominative for waters. Apa is always in the plural, so we just say water in English, but it literally it's the water. It's a lot of drops of water. Just say water. Agnehe, from the fire. Water. Adbhyaha prithivi.
Adbhyaha prithivi.
So adbhyaha prithivi, right? That's if I don't break a sandhi. So adbhyaha prithivi. From the water, earth.
Adbhyaha is from?
From. Because
apaha?
Yeah. Yes, apaha. This is a form of apaha. Adbhyaha.
Adbhyaha is a form of apaha.
From the waters, prithivi.
But it's not apaha declined in the fifth case, right? Adbhyaha is not apaha. No, I think it is.
I think it is actually the declension of apaha.
Apaha has a different declension.
It's a good time to drink chai.
It's only in the plural, and it's. Let's see if they tell
apaha
you.
Apaha is the.
Apaha. Apa. Apa means water.
But it's an ending.
Yeah. Okay, just a second, I want to tell you. Apas?
It's not apas?
Is it apas? Just a second, I think you might be
it
right.
It is apas.
Yeah, that's right.
It's apas, just a second.
Consonant.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, that's right.
I do my best. It's so broken, you know, timing.
So bhyaha then is the ablative plural.
That's right.
But then somehow the up goes to un.
That's what I'm looking at, I believe so. It's quite a strange declension. But I'm just doing this from memory. That's why I'm taking a moment here.
It's just very good to know.
It's very odd. I've never seen that before. That's good, Virginia, because that'll come up a lot.
But that's just memory for me, okay? That's why I could make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake here. I hear you guys. But it is true. That Swamiji takes a long time.
It's
too late.
It's too late.
Just one second.
Don't try to eliminate all the errors.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, we're going to do this later because upas or apas is not in the dictionary. I can't find it. So I'll just make a circle. And then I actually think it's in my Rupa Manjari. I'll look it up at the break, okay? Okay, so but we know it means from waters, from the water, prithivi, the earth. Then, everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Then, prithivyaha oshadayaha. Visarga drops. From the prithivi, feminine. So vyaha is in the ablative and genitive singular, prithivyaha. So from the earth, the herbs. Oshadis. Like hariyaha? Yeah. The oshadis. And so this is nominative plural like hari. Then, oshadibhyaha annam.
Oshadibhyaha annam.
From the herbs, food, annam.
Great.
Then, anat purushaha.
Mm-hmm.
From the food, the person, man, human being, anat purushaha. Then, saha vai eshaha.
Saha
vai eshaha. See the sandhi? The a, the va, that's i.e. the yakara drops. Vai eshaha. Purushaha anna rasamayaha.
Purushaha anna rasamayaha.
Sava eshaha purushaha anna rasamayaha.
Saha
esha. Esha. Purushaha.
Anna
rasamayaha.
Anna rasamayaha.
Anna rasamayaha. Okay, so this is that, this. There's a that, this again. That going back to the purusha. That in that, this indeed, purushaha, means that purusha that we've just mentioned is this purusha. So in that very purusha, anna rasamayaha, that is this, we say like this, that indeed is this purushaha, this human being, which is anna rasamayaha. This is the annamaya kosha, right? That which is made of the essence for rasa, the very essence of food. This purusha is made of the essence of food. And in the Bhasha they go into how food is then transformed into the semen, and then the semen goes into the woman, into the womb, and the human being is created. And the semen itself comes from the essence of food, right? So there's a bhasha on that. So this, what they're saying is that this physical body comes from the essence of food. It is made of food. It survives by food, right?
And essence is rasa.
So anna is food. Rasa, the essence, that's how they translate it. Rasa means the juice. So the anna, rasa, maya means composed of, made of.
Mm-hmm.
Like anna maya kosha, that kosha, that covering, that sheath, which is anna maya, made of food, composed of food. So here, the anna rasa mayaha, they're talking about the anna maya kosha. When you go into the basha, they'll say anna rasa mayaha is anna maya kosha. Okay? So this purusha is made of the essence of food. Okay? So let's do this much and then we'll see how time goes. For those who have this one that I'm using, it's a little confusing where you have that horizontal line under, it looks like it's under the is. It should be actually under the ah. Because Tasmadva. Do you see what I mean? Do you see where we're at? Tasmadva.
Yeah.
Tasmadva.
It's always under the vowel.
It's under the vowel. And sometimes it's a little confusing where they decided to put it. But I double checked. Tasmadva. Tasmadva. E tasmadva. E tasmadatmana. E tasmadatmana. Etasmad atmana, etasmad atmana, tasmad va. My surety's not quite right. Tasmad va, etasmad atmana, tasmad va, etasmad atmana, akashasambhutaha, akashasambhutaha. Tasmad va etasmad atmana. Tasmad va etasmad atmana. Akashasambhutaha. 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 Tasmad va etasmad atmana. Akashasambhutaha. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashasambhutaha.
Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah.
Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah.
Akashad vayuhu.
Akashad vayuhu.
Akashad vayuhu.
Akashad vayuhu.
Vayo ratnihi.
Vayo ratnihi.
It's too long and the rest is short. Vayo ratnihi.
Vayo ratnihi.
Vayo ratnihi.
Vayo ratnihi.
Agnerapaha.
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 Adhyaprativi.
Adhyaprativi.
The two shorts. Prativi.
Prativi.
Adhyaprativi.
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 Prativya oshadhayaha.
Prativya oshadhayaha.
Prativya oshadhayaha.
Prativya oshadhayaha.
Oshadhibhyonam.
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 Annat purushaha.
Annat purushaha.
Annat purushaha.
Annat purushaha.
Sava esha. Sava esha.
Sava esha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Purusho narasamayaha.
Sava esha purushon 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 narasamayaha.
Let's go to Tasmat. Right, back to the beginning. Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah.
Tasmad va etasmad atmana akashas samputah.
Akashad vayuhu.
Akashad vayuhu.
Vayo ratnihi.
Vayo ratnihi.
Agnerapaha.
Agnerapaha.
Adhyaprativi.
Adhyaprativi.
Prativya oshadhyaha.
Prativya oshadhyaha.
Oshadhibhyonam.
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 Annat purushaha.
Annat purushaha.
Sava esha purusho narasamayaha.
Sava esha purusho narasamayaha.
Sava esha purusho narasamayaha.
Sava esha purusho narasamayaha.
Okay.
Is it purushon
narasa? Purushon narasamayaha. Purushon narasamayaha. Sava esha purushon narasamayaha.
Sava esha purushon narasamayaha.
Slight pause because of the double knot. Sava esha purushon narasamayaha.
Sava esha purushon narasamayaha.
Okay, good.
How to phrase this. Uh, How should we take this? I mean, what is the flavor or the meaning of this for people who go by this vision, thinking that people are a modification of food? Is that real vivid to them? Or
the idea is this. If you have Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma as that Lakshana, definition of Brahman, Brahman, that definition of Brahman is infinite. There can't be another thing, right? Because Anantam, consciousness, which is existence, which is limitless. Limitless means there's no room for anything else. So then we have this, creation, right? So then what it says, how they're going to go through the unfoldment, they're doing what's called the, you know, the adhyarupa apavada. Adhyarupa is the superimposition. Mm-hmm. And the apavada is the negation of the superimposition. Adhyarupa apavada. This is the adhyarupa. All of this is the superimposition upon Brahman. Mm-hmm. Where we end up for the jiva is, I am this. So how he's starting is, okay, from this limitless Brahman, what comes first from Brahman? Space, which in terms of the creation is limitless from its own standpoint. It's not limitless because it's created and because it's not the others. Space is not air, it's not fire, it's not water, it's not earth. But it's space is all pervasive. So in that sense, as infinite as the creation is, that's how infinite space is, because there's no place that space is not. So first thing, from Brahman comes space. So the infinite space, limitless, relatively limitless, because there's things, it's created and there's things which is not, but it's all pervasive. So the all pervasive space itself can't come from something which is not limitless. Right? Because if it's limitless, its karana should be limitless also. So from Brahman first comes the limitless space in terms of the creation. Then what's the next most subtle is Vayu. Vayu also is not as all-pervasive as space, but it's the next most subtle. So now from the space comes Vayu. Then from Vayu comes Agni. From the wind comes from the fire. Then from the fire comes the Apa, comes the waters. From the water comes the earth. Okay, so now we've accounted for the whole creation. Now we have the creation here. Now we go into what we call the elementals. So from the earth now comes the oshadis, the herbs. From the herbs, right, come the annam, comes food. From the food, the essence of food, the rasa of food, comes the semen, because of which comes the human being, which itself is nothing but food. Okay, now, so here we are.
Okay.
In the Bhasha, it'll say, why do they only say the human being? Why don't they say all of the animals and everything? You know? Well, it's because the human being is the most exalted in terms of its ability to know, to gain knowledge and all of that. So, but everything is included. Okay, so now here we are. This is the initial point of identification for the Atma. Now what they're going to do, we're now at the Annamaya Kosha. Now in this next part it says, you know, this is the head, this is the right side, this is the left side, here is this physical body, which I am. Now we're going, after this, we're going to go interior to the Pranamaya Kosha. Then we'll go into the, you know, Manomaya Kosha, to the Vijnanamaya Kosha, to the Anandamaya Kosha, back to the Atma. So we have to come to... We have to bring Brahman to this, right? So this whole thing has come only from Brahman. And then you have to, you know, here you are, and now we have to go backwards to where you who take yourself to be this physical body, you recognize going back inward through the koshas that you are Brahman. So it's a teaching methodology.
It's a teaching methodology. So, because I never take myself as modification of food. I mean, I never.
But you are. What if you did? You are modification of food. Well, your physical body.
Yeah, but do they see that like in daily life experience? Do they think?
Well, I don't walk around saying I'm a modification of food.
But you are what you eat, right?
You are what you eat. Yes, you know that. That's right. Exactly. You know that saying, you are what you eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are what you eat. This is food. It's a modification of food.
But how prevalent is that to one's mind, mind of the mystery? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it...
You don't walk around saying you're a modification of food, but it's a fact.
Yeah, okay.
It's a known fact. So you don't have to walk around saying, you know, I'm the body. So I don't say that. So then, and even more, I'm not going to say, and I'm a modification of food. Right? But you know it. So the thing is, in this type of an unfoldment, you have to realize that this physical body is part and parcel of this, you know, Virat. Virat is the physical form of Ishvara. Virat. This universe that we experience through our sense organs is what we call Virat. This physical body is part and parcel of Virat. It's made out of the elements of Virat. It's of the same order. So, whenever you take the different planes of existence as the jiva transmigrates, whatever plane of existence, whatever loka you are on, your physical body in that loka will be comprised of the elements of that loka.
Yeah.
So, because the physical, what we call the physical body, is really the counter for experiencing a given loka. And it has to be of the same order of reality as that loka. Right? So that's what's happening here. This is a whole teaching methodology that's being begun. It starts with Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That Brahman is this Atma from which, see, that Brahman is this self from which space is born, and from space, you know, Vayu, and from Vayu, Agni, from Agni, Apaha, from Apa, from Prithivi, the Oshadis, from the Oshadis, from Annam, the Purusha. It's nice.
Virat.
Virat is the physical form of Ishvara.
The physical form of Ishvara.
Now what is it that, you know, when you say Virat, there's another word that has five in it?
Tajasa. That's
five. No, push.
Dhranyagarbha.
What? No, five.
Punch. The Panchabhutas. Panchikaranam. The Panchabhutas. The Panchikaranam.
Fivefold, becoming fivefold.
That's the Panchikarana, making fivefold.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
Right, that's what I was thinking of also, because we went through those.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's going to get too technical if we go there.
We're fine.
Okay.
Oh, we've got a few more minutes. Let's look at a little bit more of this. Repeat after me. Tasyedam, where we left off. Tasyedam eva shiraha.
Tasyedam eva
shiraha.
Tasyedam eva shiraha.
Ayam dakshina pakshaha.
Ayam dakshina pakshaha.
Ayam uttara pakshaha.
Ayam uttara pakshaha.
Ayam atma.
Ayam atma.
Idam pucham pratishtha.
Idam pucham pratishtha.
Idam pucham pratishtha.
Idam pucham pratishtha.
Tarapyesha.
Tarapyesha.
Shloko pavati.
Shloko pavati.
So, go back. Tasya idam eva shiraha. Tasya idam eva shiraha.
Tasya
idam. Tasya idam apati. Tasya idam eva shiraha. For that purusha, tasya, of that, idam eva shiraha. This indeed, idam eva, this indeed is the head. So look at me.
Are you looking?
This indeed is the head. Idam this, right? This is the head. For the purusha, this is the head. This is your head, okay? Then ayam tisi tasya idam eva shiraha. Shiraha means head, okay? Then ayam dakshinaha pakshaha. This. Yes, the dakshinaha paksha. This is the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Paksha
is right? Right side.
Side. Paksha is side. Actually, paksha means side. It also means wing, like the wing of a bird.
Right.
Oh. Is a paksha.
Pakshi is from paksha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pakshin means the one who has wings.
Dakshina.
Yeah.
And Dakshina,
yin is that, no, it shows possession.
Paksha,
paksha means side, right, yeah, or position, side or wing. Here we say side. Dakshina is the right. This is the right side.
Well, Dakshina is not south.
It's south also.
It's also,
ah, yeah. Oh, it's both. Okay. Yeah.
Dakshina, yeah.
Here it's meaning right, but yeah, it means right or south. So, ayam dakshinaha pakshaha. This is the right. Dakshinaha pakshaha, the right side. Nominatives. Ayam uttara. Uttara also means north, right?
Mm-hmm.
But left. Ayam uttaraha pakshaha. This is the left side. So I've got my head, got my right side, got my left side. Okay? Ayam uttaraha pakshaha. Then, ayam atma. This, you point to the middle, this here is myself. Here's my right side, here's my left side, here's my head, and this is me. Okay? Because this is where the identity is.
Yeah.
Right? So this is myself. This is the atma. This is the self.
Because you have more identity there than even in your own mind, you know, in a way.
Yeah, your body, because you think your body, your mind and your sense organs are all, you know, they're located in the body. See, I am this body, and this body has a mind and sense organs.
Yeah.
Then, idam pucham pratishta.
Idam pucham pratishta.
Idam pucham pratishta.
Idam.
I have to read more on this. This is going to go all, this thing that we're doing is going to go all the way through, but this pucham, this tail, is the pratishta, the basis. The tail is like the, you know, the base of the kundalini, the very base of the spine. So in the physical body, they're talking here about the very base of the spine. And that's called the tail, the pucham, is the pratishta. Okay. So the tail, like if you were, they use the example, like if you were, like say a monkey has a tail or an animal has a tail, that tail comes out of the base of the spine. So here at the base of your spine, there's a slight little tail there. So that tail is the pratishta. It's the base. Like when you're sitting, that's the base.
Yeah,
so say you're sitting in yoga position, in lotus position, mm-hmm. That pratishta is the base.
So
that's what's holding you. That's the idea.
There's a little nub there.
Yeah, that little nub is the tail.
Yeah.
So that tail is the basis that you're sitting upon that is holding you. This is the atma, this is my right side, this is my left side, this is my head, the pratishta, that tail is the bottom, is the base.
And that pratishta would be towards...
Yeah, sta, yeah, it's the seat.
Tati, sta.
Prasta.
Prasta.
Yeah, pra.
All right.
Tishta.
Tishta. Okay. Tishta. Right.
Pra. Well, no, maybe it is prati. I had never broken it down. You might be right there. I know the word. I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Pratishta means like the basis, the sthana.
That which
holds something. So here, like just see how you're sitting. The very basis, your base there, that is it right at the tail, at the end of the spine. So they're just talking physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is me here. I am here. This is the Atma. And it is the Atma. This is the Atma. Because it's the Atma is the truth of it.
Yeah.
But there's the Adhyaropa. I take this self to be the Atma.
Yeah.
You know, now we're going to have to go all the way back. So we're starting here at the Atma. So let's chant this. Oh, then. Then, tad api, eshaha, shlokaha, bhavati. That tad api, and just api, I think it's just and there. That this shlokaha, this verse, and that is this verse. Remember, if you go way up to the bottom, up to the top, tadesha apyukta, that this rik, from the brahmana, that this is told. And then he goes, this whole thing is part of a brahmana section. Now that we've said the whole thing, he says, and that this is the shloka.
And what is brahmana? That, oh, that's up here.
Yeah, from the riks from the brahmana section.
And Rick is what?
What are the different mantras that are made of the Rig Veda? I have to look and see exactly what part is the Rig, but they're summing this up now. That this shloka is.
This is called...
That is this shloka that we've just done. Mm-hmm. All of that we've just done is the shloka. The shloka which is to be told.
That term, Sara Sangraha. Sara Sangraha.
This is the brief, in brief, the Sangraha, the essence, the Sara, the essence of the Upanishads.
So this this shloka which is to be told. So we haven't done it.
No,
yet. This is like
that,
an introduction.
No,
just
that is this. Yeah. Is this shloka.
Oh, right.
Okay.
One we just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's go back. Tasya idam eva shiraha. 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 Ayam dakshina pakshaha. Ayam dakshina pakshaha. Ayam dakshina pakshaha. Ayam dakshina pakshaha. Ayam uttara pakshaha. Ayam uttara pakshaha. Ayam uttara pakshaha. Ayam uttara pakshaha. Ayam atmaa. Ayam atmaa. Idam puccham pratishtha.
Idam puccham pratishtha.
Idam puccham pratishtha.
Idam puccham pratishtha.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tasyedame vashiraha.
Tasyedame vashiraha.
Ayam dakshina pakshaha.
Ayam dakshina pakshaha.
Ayam uttara pakshaha.
Ayam uttara pakshaha.
Ayam atmaa.
Ayam atmaa.
Idam puccham pratishtha.
Idam puccham pratishtha.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.